Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. Some of the many services we offer include fitness classes, community education, information, and referral. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Otto Loos.
As always, glad to be here, John.
It's a great morning. I really enjoy it. And we're in the middle or quasi-beginning of the Christina Liu Show. And we were just talking for anybody who's joining us late.
The nerve,
exactly, about the beach and Otto walking and Christina's love for Montauk. And I think at the end of the day, or even to continue this conversation, you got to do something. And Otto, I mean, he got two different people. Between Otto and Christina, two different lifestyles, et cetera. But they both come together in the fact that you have to do something. Otto goes for walk. Otto is golfing and bowling and everything else. And Christina, you know, she's always out also with Montauk and doing stuff. What do they have in common? Activity. That's it at the end of the day. If you're going to sit home and watch TV, other than sitting home and listening to us for 2 hours, then you can go out. You have to do something. You really do. Because, you know, and even with my work, I come across so many people that when they're getting ready to retire, the one thing I stress for them is if you don't have, forget the money part of it. I deal with the money part of it. You have to have that squared away. But you have to have some sort of a plan. You don't retire and buy the 60-inch TV and then sit there day after day. You got to be active. And the most successful retirees are the ones that do get involved community activity, get involved with their kids, their grandkids, get involved with physical activity, socialization of any kind. And Otto hooking up with cousins and stuff, it's tremendous. How many people say, we just got, in this past week, believe it or not, we got a call from a cousin of mine who I haven't heard from in years, just reaching out. Obviously COVID is changing something. And Steph got a card from a cousin that she hasn't heard from in years, just saying, you know, thinking of you guys. That's good.
You know, you've heard me use the word before. Rather than retirement, I once read a book called Rewirement. You're basically rewiring your life. You're not retiring to nothing. You're rewiring it to something, whatever that may be. And everybody has different likes and different needs, and that's your call, you know. But to me, I don't have enough time in the day now and in my rewirement to do the things I want to do. And the snow right now has cut down a little bit on the, you mentioned golf, although they do have a package where you can play with snowshoes at a very reasonable rate.
Wow.
No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, I thought you were.
I was surprised. I thought and John, I really believe that was like, you know, a new kind of niche.
No. And unfortunately, the snow keeps you out of that action for a little while. And bowling was canceled this afternoon, by the way, because of the road conditions for a senior group, getting cars out and whatnot. I'm looking out. There's some flurries coming down as we speak here. And it was pretty icy this morning. This is a league of people. The minimum age is, I'd say, 70. So safety is important. Yeah. So it's canceled for the day.
You know what? We're closer to the end of winter than the beginning. So I'm doing this today from home. And actually, I have 4 Zoom calls after this. But I was going to work and my wife went wild. It's like, what are you going to work for? You can do it from home. You know, I have one at 1 o'clock, 1:30, 2 o'clock and 2:30. So at 3 o'clock, I'm finished. So do it from here. But it's the truth. And today wasn't a day to go out. There's no reason to be risking it. On Judy Bosworth's first installation to office, we were going to it and we stepped out the front door of the house. I might have said this before, and it was icy, but not terrible. but my wife slid right off the steps. Oof. And when her arm went back, she broke her wrist, hit the step. And she was very lucky, because if she had shortened it, she would have hit her head and cracked her head open. Mm. So her hands went behind her back and she broke her wrist. We spent the day in the hospital. So, you know, this.
No, you have to be so careful. I was telling Otto, you know, when we first got on the show last week, because we've had so much snow, I believe it was last week. And I was getting ready for work and it was the day after, you know, and it looked relatively clear, everything. And I was bringing, you know, I have 10,000 trips to my car because I'm always like schlepping a bazillion things into work. And I was coming back and I was walking in my driveway towards the side of my house and I slipped and I fell. Luckily, I wasn't going fast and it wasn't anything terrible. I fell okay. But, you know, I was like saying, so like, no matter what age you are, it's so something you have to be careful. And now forget it. I'm like terrified because my husband laughs at me. I walk and I'm like, is that black ice? You know, everything to me looks like ice, because it was like, I was like, thank God. And I was very cool. I could have like hit my head, you know, the way I fell. But it reminded me of a show that we had on many, many years ago, and it was a fall prevention show. And they were telling us how to walk in the snow, and it was that penguin walk. So I've actually been trying to remember to do that, you know. So my husband thinks I'm a little crazy because I'm walking, you know, with my legs, my feet like outward. But it does give you some more stability, you know, and you really have to be so careful. Like I said, and that goes for anyone of any age.
Right.
Because you really just have no idea, you know? And like I said, I wasn't even going particularly that fast, thank God, because it probably would have been a lot worse. But, you know, so now it's just a story that my family laughs at because the cameras picked up my fall. So it gave my brother a big source, because I'm okay, you know? Obviously, it was like, you know, a funniest home video. He really enjoyed me, you know, slipping down. So that was a perk of having cameras outside.
And the thing is, the important thing from seniors listening to this, and you know, Christina's a baby, so therefore,
John, say it again.
she bounced up, and you know, the older you get, the more brittle you are. And so my wife is always watching, like she grabs the stuff, doesn't want me carrying it, because I have a couple clients that she broke her hip maybe 4 or 5 months ago, and they're both in their early 90s. And this is in the house, and he was helping her. And 2 weeks ago, he fell and broke his.
Yeah.
So now they have full-time staff. And it's just, thank God they're both doing okay. But like anything, you know, a 20-year-old to break a bone versus a 50 or 60 and everything, you know, it's tougher. You have to be careful. So on a day like today, you err on the side of being safe.
Right. And it's days like today you watch TV, you know, you watch.
Right, okay. Today's a TV day. Okay.
Yeah, today but I want to be clear. You know, I love TV. So as much as I like to go out, I do love to watch my shows as well. So it's all about balance.
But we always talk about Zoom. To me, Zoom is a concept. All right. It's like the Ditto machine or the Xerox machine.
Right.
You know, there are other versions of Zoom that exist, but the concept of being able to do what we're doing, I mean, this show would be dead if Zoom didn't exist and we can't go to the studio. That's the end of the show.
Right.
You know, but it does exist. And there's so many things that I just thought about this the other day. I really didn't appreciate it as much. I did. That's not true. But the diversity of what you could do on Zoom, you know, now with the telemed thing and exercise programs and health chats and there's a thing about dementia, you know, that you could be occupied almost all day with Zoom. To be blunt about it. And there is a socialization that takes place with Zoom, like now. We're socializing. Mm-hmm. You know, we are really.
I'm agreeing with you 100%.
You know, if it didn't exist.
Well, that's what it is. It's just, and I can't, you know, it amazes me, you know, because I think back to when this whole thing happened, which is almost, you know, a year ago now since we've been doing Zoom. And I didn't know what the heck Zoom was. And I remember, you know, I kept hearing the buzz on TV when this was happening, and then all of a sudden work. And it was really, it's such a user-friendly format too, you know, and that's what I always stress to people who are very hesitant to, you know, do it. Like, oh God, you know, and I was like, it's really, if someone's sending you, you know, they email you, text you the link, and all you have to do is click on it. You don't even have to log in or do anything. You know, I mean, that really is so great. And like, listen, it connects you, especially during this time when we can't all be together, but even not in this kind of time, you know, for the person, the senior who lives alone, you know, I think about that all the time. You know, this opens up your world, you know, you're able to socialize and learn new things and get your brain going, you know, and I, you know, my grandpa like totally would have loved to sit there, you know, and do that if that was around when he was here. And it's just because, like I said, he would always say, you know, I spend so much of my day, you know, not talking to anyone. And, you know, luckily he had our family, but I think about that, you know, like the senior who doesn't have anyone calling them or visiting them, you know, and it's just day in, day out, you're kind of just sitting there not getting that stimulation of, you know, your brain. So it's really great. And I encourage people, and it's just nice to see there's so many great programs, and really, especially in North Hempstead, the creativity that's behind it, and people kind of trying to, you know, keep somewhat of a normalcy of life, you know, but in this kind of format. So,
you know, if you think about it, it's almost brutal, if you will, if you do not have the access to the internet nowadays. You know, it's really a very tough situation. I saw a group of young kids, basically COVID angels, that are working with people, setting up appointments for vaccines. It's difficult enough if you have a computer. If you don't have a computer, how difficult is that to try to set up appointments for vaccines? So these young people actually work with people, adult seniors or senior orphans, let's say, on arranging for things like a COVID vaccine. My point being, though, how do you get, you know, people who have a fear of it, and I think that's part of it, how do you get people past that? You know, I think then it becomes a defense mechanism, and they say, well, I don't really need that. I think part of that is a fear of the unknown.
Of course, of course.
You're overwhelmed by it.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, and I have to say, you know, I can see this firsthand, you know, because of what I do. You know, it's just amazing. And I've said this before, you know, over the years with, you know, I've been with Project Independence, you know, I guess 10 plus years now. And it's really just, you know, people, I think about, like, you know, if we were ever to suggest, like, oh, we're going to do a technology program, it was like, what? No, like, no, no way. No, thank you. You know, and then flash to gradually, obviously things were, and then thrown into this pandemic. I mean, there are definitely people who are using this that never would, you know, so it really opened up that world. And like I said, you have to be willing to, you can't force anyone. And I get it's scary, but I think a lot of it too is just word of mouth. You know, and that's how it works.
So. Everything happens, unfortunately, with time for certain people. And, you know, they'll pick it up eventually. Right now, actually, we have to take a break. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.